Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and his righteous name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless be the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. In the name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, we come on this morning with a grateful heart. We come on this morning confessing every sin of omission, every sin of commission. Father God, loving you, thanking you, praising you. Father God, hallelujah, for every good and every perfect gift that cometh from above, confessing every sin of omission, every sin of commission in Jesus' name. Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, and we thank you for it. And Father, now we ask, Father God, that you might be glorified and magnified on this platform this morning, Father, as we proclaim the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We ask, Father God, that you will anoint the ears of the hearers to hear what thus saith the Lord. Help us to hear, help us to receive, help us to believe, Father God, that we will not be a hearer only, but a doer of your word. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Father, you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as King, Jesus Christ as Lord. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. The Lord God, he is good, he is great, and he is greatly to be praised. We want to welcome all of our first-time visitors around the globe. Thank you for being here with us. Please enjoy the services on today, and please continue to come back as we meet on this platform 7 days a week. We invite you to visit our website at lifewordjesus.org and find out more about our ministry. Amen and amen. To God be all the praise, to God be all the glory, and to God be all the honor. And may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. I want to turn your attention this morning to the book of Romans, amen, chapter number 6. And I'm going to begin reading in your hearing, amen, beginning in verse number 1. Well then, should we keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more of his wonderful grace? Of course not. Since we have died to sin, how can we continue to live in it? Or have you forgotten that when we were joined with Christ Jesus in baptism, we joined him in his death? For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. Since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ, so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin, for when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. And since we died with Christ, we know we will also live with him. We are sure of this because Christ was raised from the dead, and he will never die again. Death no longer has any power over him. When he died once to break the power of sin. But now that he lives for the glory of God. So you also should consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Jesus Christ. Do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give in to sinful desires. Do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourselves completely to God, for you were dead, but now you have new life. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. Sin is no longer your master, for you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace. Well then, since God's grace has set us free from the law, does that mean we can go on sinning? Of course not. Don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey? You can be a slave to sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living. Thank God. Once you were slaves to sin, but now you wholeheartedly obey this teaching we have given you. Now you are free from your slavery to sin, and you have become slaves to righteous living. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we might as well read a couple more verses out and finish the chapter. Amen. Verse 19, because of the weakness of your human nature, I am using the illustration of slavery to help you understand all this. Previously, you let yourselves be slaves to impurity and lawlessness, which led ever deeper into sin. Now you must give yourselves to be slaves to righteous living so that you will become holy. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the obligation to do right. And what was the result? You are now ashamed of the things you used to do, things that end in eternal doom. But now you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Now you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. Beloved, we want to talk to you this morning. Amen. From a subject, do not let sin control the way you live. Get your flesh out of the way. Get your flesh out of the way. Amen and amen. And beloved, as we talk about the law of obedience. Amen. The law of obedience. Hallelujah. And we have to choose, amen, to obey. We have to choose, amen, and be willing to serve Christ. Amen. And so, beloved, amen, what stands in our way of obedience, glory be to God, is the flesh. The flesh. And this is why the Bible tells us, amen, and in particular this scripture and the other scriptures that we will be examining as we continue, amen, to in our study, amen, beloved, amen, is that we must mortify our flesh. The flesh must be mortified. What does it mean to mortify the flesh? That means our flesh must be put to death. Death to self. Death to self. Amen. That we might live in the spirit, walk in the spirit. Glory be to God, because God is a spirit. And those of us who are born again, amen, we are experiencing a new life in the spirit. Glory be to God. And if we do not mortify the flesh, beloved, the spirit will not and cannot take control. Amen. Because your flesh will be in your way. And the whole chapter of Romans, amen, is an awesome chapter. Amen. For you to begin to study, to learn about your new nature. Glory be your new life in Christ. The Bible tells us if any man, woman, be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So, beloved, in reality, sin's power is broken over our life. And your sin-loving nature has been buried. We've all been to funerals. We've all been to the graveyard, amen, to commit somebody. I mean, come on, we all know that that's what our sin nature should be, the same way, buried. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You are no longer under sin's control. See? So, beloved, we can be certain that sin's power is broken. Amen. But the Lord has given us the instructions. He is, no, beloved, amen. It's not automatic. See, the word of God works when we work it. We have to put faith in the word. Glory be to God that we might, amen, receive the manifested results that belong to us. See, and so, beloved, we have a new life in Christ. We have a new nature in Christ. See, and now you can share Jesus' new life. This is what it's all about. This is why we're here. This is why God has us here. In case you forgot, glory be to God, for you to share, amen, the new life, the gospel, the good news. Go ye, see, hallelujah, to the highways and the byways, while the harvest is plentiful, the labors are few. See, your old self is dead. Instead, you are alive to Christ, see. And beloved, the Lord wants us to see ourselves as unresponsive to the old power and alive to the new. Alive to the new. Why? Because that's the only way we're going to be able, amen, to fulfill the will of God. This is the only way we're going to be able to overcome that flesh that's telling us to do wrong and not to do right and it don't take all that. And we're in a war. A battle between the flesh and the spirit. Your flesh is fighting against your spirit. See? And your spirit against the flesh. Your flesh wants to rule and have dominion the way it used to before your salvation. Your flesh wasn't obeying God because your flesh can't even hear from God. Glory be to God. God doesn't speak to your flesh. God speaks to your spirit. But if your flesh is in control and making all the noise, see, you can't hear God. So that's why we have to mortify him. How can you obey God and you can't even hear him? That's why when we mortify, to put that flesh to silence, bury that flesh so that we might live unto the spirit, because that's where the blessings are. That's where life is. Glory be to God. God says, amen, my spirit is life. We don't even know what it is to live until we're living in the spirit. Glory be to God. And so God has given us new freedom. See, and when we read in this chapter here, beloved, the sixth chapter, amen, in particular, amen, is it where we are today? It says, do not let sin control you. You have a choice. No, you didn't do it because the devil made you do it. You did it because your flesh is in control. You didn't obey God because your flesh is in control. Give yourself completely to God. You are free. And beloved, the Bible tells us, amen, that we are free to choose our own masters. You can go back to your old master. That's the master that you had before your salvation, Satan and sin. Or you can choose your new master. And that's Jesus. Oh, he's a super coach. Oh, glory be to God. He's going to show us the way because he is the way. Glory be to God. We can commit ourselves to obeying Christ and perfect freedom. You are free to obey your new master. not free to sin. Come on. Glory be to God. People want to take this scripture and think it gives them a license to sin. No, you're not free to sin. You're free, glory be to God, to obey your new master. That's where your freedom is. Glory be to God. So when the Lord is calling for obedience, you have the freedom to do it. Nothing can stop you from obeying your new master if you choose to obey him. Nothing can stop you. There's no force in the universe that can stop a man or woman from obeying their new master if they choose to do so. So the Bible tells us, beloved, to count yourselves dead to sin. And that means that each day we should regard our old sinful nature as dead and unresponsive to sin. Dead people can't respond. Glory be to God. Don't make no difference. Don't make no difference, amen, if they embalm them. Don't make it no difference if they cremate them. Don't make no difference what they do to that dead body. In essence, it's your choice how you want to go out. Some people want to be cremated. Some people don't. Some people, it don't make no difference. For real. Why? Because the dead, the flesh cannot respond because it's dead. And that's how, amen, our lives should be in God, beloved. We should be unresponsive to sin. Because of our union and identification with Christ, we are no longer bound to carry out those old motives, those old desires and goals. That's old news. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. That's old news. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know some people, glory be to God, every time they come, glory be to God, all they got is old news. Hallelujah. So, beloved, we have to consider ourselves to be what God has in fact made us. It's already done. Turn around and tell your neighbor, hallelujah, it's already done. We have new life through oneness with Christ. The Holy Spirit will help us. The Holy Spirit is our helper. This is why the Holy Spirit is here. Now, when the Lord comes back for the church, the Holy Spirit is gone. So you see, it's going to be, you see why we got to pray real hard for unbelievers and those who are not in obedience? Because your helper won't be here. If you are ignoring God and you have a helper, can you imagine what it's going to be like when there is no helper? But the Holy Spirit is here to help us, to help us to become all that Christ has declared us to be. God has already declared you. Amen. You are accepted in the beloved. We just have to believe it. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You have to believe it. What Christ has already done for you. You have to believe it, that you have a new life. You have to believe that you have a new nature. You have to believe that you have new freedom. Not old, but new. So how can we keep this command to not let sin control the way we live? Because we know, beloved, just tell the truth and shame the devil. God ain't in control in the majority of people's lives. Let's tell the truth. And even in some of our lives, it sounds cute, but it's a nice cliche, but God is not in control. Stop lying. Glory be to God. Sin is in control. Sin is calling the shot. Your flesh is calling the shot. That's why you can't obey God. Your flesh is not in obedience to God and submission to God's word. Never will be, never have been, never will be. Impossible to be. The carnal man, amen, cannot, amen, accept, amen, and believe and receive the things of God. Your flesh is contrary to the spirit. Your flesh is going in the opposite direction. Your flesh is going back to ashes to ashes, dust to dust, baby. It ain't nothing but stinky, beautified flesh. It's just a body form for your spirit to live in. Your flesh receives no glory. Glory be to God. I was looking on Facebook one day, and they had this real pretty woman. Oh, my God. This woman was gorgeous. And it ain't nothing funny about me. You hear what I'm saying? It ain't nothing funny. Look, but I ain't got no problem giving it up. Hey, you look good, sis. All right? The woman was pretty. She was just beautiful from head to toe. You know, curves, amen, and this beautiful, you know, the hair, everything was just gorgeous. All right? So they showed a picture of the lady, gorgeous, and then they showed a picture of the lady in her coffin after several years where she was nothing but bones because all the flesh, amen, had gone back. Baby, that's all of us. That's all of us with your big hips. I don't care if your hips are real if you paid for them. Glory, I don't care if your hair is real or if you paid for it. You get what I'm saying? Glory, yeah, you pretty in your makeup. You pretty without your makeup. Yeah, all that. Hey. But guess what? We're going to look just like that lady did. Glory be to God. Amen. In her coffin, when they dug that coffin up, amen, a few years later, amen, wasn't nothing in that coffin but bones. Because flesh ain't nothing but flesh, baby. I don't know why we glorifying it. I don't know why we listening to it. I don't know why we're subjecting ourselves to the dictates of it. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. It's only what we do for Christ that's going to last. It's only what we do in the spirit. God is a spirit. We who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. So knowing this, we have to be intentional about not allowing our flesh to dictate and call the shots. If God wants it, we want to give it to him. See, but God, if God wants it to be easy, his commands are not burdensome. He just wants us to flow with him. But you can't do it if your flesh is in the way. Because every time you, amen, make an attempt to serve God, you're going to be confronted, not with the devil first. You're going to be confronted with your flesh. See, a lot of times, beloved, let me tell you this. The battle is not the giants on the outside that we got to take down. Like David took down Goliath. And we talking about taking down Satan and taking down his demons. Let me tell you something. The real battles, your first battle that you have to win are the giants within. In you. What? Your flesh. The flesh war against the spirit. The spirit warring against the flesh. Y'all know the scripture. Look it up. So you have to take control, the real you. You are a spirit. Glory be to God. You possess a soul. You live in a body. You're supposed to be telling your flesh what to do. You're supposed to be telling your flesh, no, we're going to obey God. We're going to do this thing God's way. This is what God wanted. We're going to give it to him freely, willingly. We have to, beloved, amen, train, amen, ourselves, amen, to obey. So, how do we do this, Pastor? Well, all right. I got too much information to give you today, so I'm going to give you half today. I'm going to give you half the other half tomorrow, Lord's willing. Number one, beloved, you might want to write some of this down. Some practical steps of how we can get out. Put our flesh to death. Put to death to self. Not allowing our flesh to get in our way anymore. Number one, you want to identify your personal weaknesses. Stop acting like you ain't got none. You know what they are. Most of them we want to try to keep a secret. You might can keep them from a secret from people, for some people, but you show enough though, God, you can't keep no secrets from God. So all of us have weaknesses. What are yours? Yeah, we hear you trying to boast about your strengths and your gifts. Okay. We know you're confident. You feel good about it. All right. But what are your weaknesses? All right. Identify them. All right. Glory be to God. So that's the first thing you want to do. Then, beloved, number two, you want to recognize the things that tempt us. My temptation, your temptation may be two different things. Everybody don't have the same temptations. Everybody don't have sexual temptations. See? Everybody don't have gambling temptations. See? Everybody not overeating, gossiping. But you know what about you right now. Because, see, you got to make sure you get yourself in heaven. Stop trying to preach everybody else in there. Glory be to God. Amen. And you be left out. But Paul said, I dare not, amen, be a castaway after I have preached to others. Huh? Glory be to God. So what tempts you? You good until this one temptation comes. Then you moving slow. You looking back like Lot's wife. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you know what I mean? Well, maybe. Well, I wonder. Okay. Number three, stay away from sources of temptation. If you know that you tempted in this area, why you here? why you show up? Huh? You already know you tempted in this area. You already know that these people are going to be tempted. This situation is going to be tempted. You already know. So stay away. Potiphar's wife came after Joseph, amen, to seduce him. Joseph left his coat. He got the booking. We don't know if he had on sneakers. We don't know what he had on his feet. All we know, he was running away from it. Baby, you ain't got to run. You just don't show up. And if it sneak up on you, glory be to God, run. Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. The temptation is in itself was not a sin. That was a test. Glory be to God. But you're yielding to it. All right? Number four, practice. We already sort of covered that. Practice self-restraint. Practice it. Say no. Say no. Well, I was thinking, sis, about no. Well, I was, you know, I think we need to do this. Go, no. Well, everybody else going. Well, whatever. No. Mm-mm, I ain't going. Well, you used to. No. No, 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 no. Don't, no, no. I used to, yeah, but not no more. Why? Because I'm a new creature with a new life and a new nature. I don't desire it no more. Well, come on, just show up and, you know, you ain't got to do nothing or say nothing. Just come on and hang out. It's nice outside and get a chance to, you know, wear your clothes. No. No. Practice self-constraint. Next, consciously invest our time in good habits and service. You have to be intentional about developing good habits. You have to be intentional about good service. Why? Because the flesh is not going to volunteer. You got to press. All right, I'm going to do this. It's a good thing to do. I don't feel like it today, but guess what? Come on, let's get this thing done so God can be glorified. Come on, glory be to God. Good habits. Good service. Why? Because I choose to. Why? Because my flesh ain't going to do. My flesh want me to stay home, want me to sleep, want me to look at TV, want me to eat, want me to just lay around, you know, staring in the stars. And nah! We ain't all that tired. That's your flesh. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Lean on God's strength and God's grace. Because his strength is sufficient. His grace is sufficient. God's strength. Let me tell you something. When Paul said, let the weak say I'm strong. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. All things. Glory be to God. That means also obeying. You are capable because it's God in you. In him we live. In him we move. In him we have our being. And last but not least, beloved, let the peace of Christ fill your hearts. Fill your hearts. Hallelujah. And that's what he said he'd do. Perfect peace. Perfect peace. For those of us who have our minds staying on him. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name. Whoo, what time is it? Hallelujah. I'm going to leave the rest here. I'm going to leave the rest. I got more. Amen. I don't want to overload you today. I got more that I want to share with you today. We're going to break it down. That's enough for one day right there. Why, beloved, amen. Because, see, it's like any other thing, amen, that you're learning to do, amen, you do it by practice. And the more you do it, the better you become. The more you do it, the better you become. We already see, beloved, that if we are not in obedience, amen, we are not, amen, in God's pleasure. Matter of fact, the scriptures that I'm going to share with you tomorrow by the grace of God, beloved, you're not even in God's kingdom. I got four scriptures that I want to show you. You're not even in God's kingdom if you're not a lifestyle of obedience. You're carnal. You're an enemy to the cross of Jesus Christ. You're in a bad place. See? And why? Because your flesh, amen, still has dominion over you. Amen. Why? Because, amen, of you not choosing, amen, and agreeing with what Christ has already provided. It's really nothing more for you to do than to hear it, believe it, accept it, and agree with it. You can't make yourself righteous. You can't save yourself. You can't live this Christian life. This flesh has no control like that. But this flesh will send you to hell. And this flesh will keep you out the kingdom. And this flesh will keep you out of heaven if you allow it. If you allow it. See, the power of sin has already been broken over your life. The flesh don't have that much power unless you give it to it. You just surrender. Yeah, you know, we all human and we all, you know, we all sin. Come on, old news. Yeah, we all sin, but we are not masters. See, sin is no longer our master. We only obey our master. And now we choose to make Christ our master. So now we had a freedom to obey God. If God said it, consider it done. God, help me. Here we go. We're going to do this thing. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. And so, beloved, amen, hallelujah. I'll give you one more hallelujah thought, and then we'll do a part two on this on tomorrow by the grace of God. And if the Lord tarry, if the Lord tarry. We take nothing for granted. Oh, yeah, I see tomorrow. Oh, you sure about that? You sure about that? Hey, I see you around 10 o'clock. You sure? That's why the Lord say, you better not say or do it. The Lord's will, the Lord's will, I see tomorrow. Lord willing. Because we don't know what tomorrow holds. Matter of fact, we don't know what today holds. But guess what? We know who holds it. Huh? Hallelujah. And so, beloved, amen, hallelujah, as we close on this morning. Hallelujah. And our scripture today, amen, it said, but thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, why? Because we was born in sin and shaven in iniquity. So all of us, amen, were slaves to sin, every single one of us. Huh? But because of our faith in Christ, because we are born again, hallelujah, you have come to obey from the heart the pattering of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance. You have come to obey. You obey from the heart. That's what we've been talking about. That's when we talked about Saul the last couple of days. That's what we've been talking about. When we gave you the scripture in Isaiah chapter 1:19, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. This is what we've been talking about. In case you're still trying to put it all together, what are we saying? Obey from the heart, not from the lips. Not just from a conversation. Not just thinking about it. Thinking about it ain't good enough. That's just a part of the process. That thing got to move from your head to your heart. Glory be to God. To obey from the heart means to give yourself fully to God. To love him with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind. Yet, beloved, so often our efforts to know and obey God's commands can best be described as half-hearted. Half-hearted Christianity. Half-hearted obedience. Half-hearted service. Half-hearted. Beloved, Jesus Christ is Lord of all, or Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. Partial obedience is disobedience. And God used Saul, and there's many other examples in the Bible. You can't do part of it and think God is happy. Well, I'm just going just a little bit. I'm just going to give a little bitty, just a little bit of, just a little bit, just a little bit. Why can't you give God your all? Romans 12:1 says, I beseech thee therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Oh, you have. So what you're saying when you give God a little bit is you half dead. my flesh is mortified. Halfway. I'm halfway dead. Oh, so what that means? You halfway living? Half of you is dead and the other half is living? Cut the nonsense. How do you rate your heart's obedience to God? That's the question I want to leave with you today. And I pray that you can come up with an honest answer. Don't give me no answer. I ain't looking for it because I got to do the same thing I'm asking you to do. The Bible says judge yourself. So that's the question I want to leave with you this morning. How do you rate your heart's obedience to God on a scale of 1 to 5, lowest, on a scale of 0 to 5, 0 being 0, 1 being the lowest, amen, and 5 being, your utmost service to the King. Where do you fall? You rating everybody else? We want you to rate our service, on a scale of 1 to 5. You get this, they call your insurance company, everybody you do business with, they want you to rate them. Why? Because they know service is the name of the game. And the more service you provide, the more success you're going to achieve. how you rate your service and your obedience. Do you respond quickly to him? When the Lord, okay, well, Lord, I'm gonna get round to it. I'm gonna do it. As soon as I get a chance. I'm gonna do it. Oh, really? Who you think you're talking to? You think you're talking to your girlfriend? How quickly do you respond to God? Are you eager to learn and ready to change? Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. See, changing. What? Changing until what? Until Christ be formed in you. See, we're going through this process of sanctification, but we're going through it. We just ain't sitting back, amen, watching something happen. Glory be to God. They say, beloved, it's three type of people. Amen. Those who watch things happen. Those who I forgot the second one. And the second one was those who make things happen. Which one are you? Are you ready to change? Beloved, God wants to give you the power to obey him with all of your heart. That power comes from God. He can't force it on you. You got to want it. If you want to obey God with all of your heart, I mean nothing missing, nothing broken, every ounce, all your juices, all your mind, amen, loving God with everything you got, amen, obeying God and leaving the consequences to God. If God said it, glory be to God. You don't care if it make you look stupid. You don't care if God said it. You want to obey him. Glory be to God, to bring pleasure to him. But you can't do it if your flesh is in the way, because your flesh is going to always try to make an exception to the rule. Your flesh is going to always say, well, if you do this, what about this? And what did you think about this? Well, oh, what about that? And what about that? See, your flesh is going to always make sure, amen, you come short, or that you give God an offering that's not acceptable. Like Cain. Huh? God does not accept every offering. Why? Because your heart wasn't in it. You didn't give it from your heart. You gave it for show. You wasn't willing and obedient. When you're willing and obedient, you give God your all. Amen and amen. Lord's willing, we'll pick up here, amen, on tomorrow. Amen, beloved. Amen. Let us pray, amen, that God will help us to mortify our flesh and get our flesh out the way. That our flesh has been a blessing blocker, causing us not to receive the fullness of God, the manifestation of the fullness. Why? Not to our flesh. Because, beloved, as we continue in our series, when we get to Galatians, you'll see that the devil is in your flesh. And I'm talking to born-again Christians. But you can take control over that if you want to. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Father God, thank you for teaching us. God, we want to be taught. We want to learn. God, we don't want to be ignorant. We don't want to perish. You say your children perish for a lack of knowledge. We don't want to be in that group. But God, we want to reign. We want to live the abundant life. We want to live the supernatural life. We want it, Father. We want it. And we say thank you. Forgive us, Father, for all of our sins, every sin of omission and every sin of commission. In Jesus' name, let me stop the prayer right here. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, your first step is to cross over from death to life. Your first step, amen, is to allow God to adopt you into his royal kingdom. That's your first step. Amen. How do you do that? By receiving the provisions that have already been laid out for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's your first step. Ask God to forgive you for your sins. Mean what you say. Accept Jesus Christ into your heart as Lord and Savior. Amen. And with a made up mind that you're going to follow him all the balance of the days of your life. Huh? Glory be to God. Through the word. Through the word. Amen. Ask God to set you under some good, sound doctrine on the biblical teachings that you can trust, such as a ministry just as this one. If you got saved under this ministry, it's okay to sit under this ministry until the Lord say otherwise. Right, because we're not teaching foolishness. Amen. We're teaching sound doctrine. Amen. Glory be to God. Good food. good food. That's the only way you're going to grow. You got to eat. Amen. And this is why we come to the breakfast table here every morning, so we can eat spiritually. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Thank you for the souls that have given their life to you today, Father. As we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. And we thank you and we bless you and we praise your holy and we praise your righteous name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church did say amen, 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 and amen. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Everybody have a good day. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation is already here. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, amen, signing out. Love you, love you, love you. Amen and amen.
Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me
there, just put your hands on yourself. Lord, I want you to change me, like only you can, Lord. Change me. Can y'all help me say it? It's easy. Like you mean it. Change me. Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to from the inside out. Remember this? Has come home.